But for the majority of patients with HER2-positive breast cancer, I believe, based on the data, that chemotherapy in combination with trastuzumab should be our first option. But then comes, you know, what chemotherapy, what should be the duration of the chemotherapy concurrent with trastuzumab? And the approach we have taken is that we've used the TCH regimen as our standard, you know, the weekly paclitaxel, carboplatin, trastuzumab. But there are other regimens out there, you know, TCH using docetaxel, new data becoming available, potentially using the nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel in combination with carboplatin and trastuzumab. Certainly the data from vinorelbine are still very intriguing, although the median time to progression tends not to be as good with vinorelbine trastuzumab compared to a taxane in combination with trastuzumab.
As long as you mention that, can you talk a little bit about the study you're doing looking at vinorelbine with capecitabine and trastuzumab?
Now, we know each individual chemotherapy drug, vinorelbine and capecitabine, have activity in the setting of refractory breast cancer or even upfront breast cancer. Preclinically, really both drugs work with trastuzumab. There were some initial data that people were confused about the potential interaction of capecitabine with trastuzumab, but now the very elegant data from a group in China showing very nice response rates of the combination. So we also know that the combination of capecitabine and vinorelbine, it can be very well tolerated with good responses. So we took
the non-alopecia regimen.
That is right, exactly. A good quality of life, no alopecia. So we decided at NCCTG to combine all of this data and create a regimen of triple drugs, capecitabine, vinorelbine, and trastuzumab, in patients who had been pretreated with taxane trastuzumab regimens or as first line. So we're not requiring prior taxane therapy. The accrual is going very well. We've almost completed accrual to this study, and so far the tolerability is excellent.
Do you utilize the vinorelbine-capecitabine combination in HER2-negative tumors?
Yes, sometimes we do, yes, because it has good activity and a very good tolerability profile.
Are you thinking of, you know, this maybe moving into the adjuvant setting?
I think that's a very good regimen to consider. Very good. The challenge with that situation has been that vinorelbine has never received a regulatory approval in the United States. So it's very difficult to make decisions about where to place this drug for breast cancer. Vinorelbine has received approval in Europe, but not in the U.S. So in terms of thinking of adjuvant studies, the regulatory pathway is rather difficult.